226. Page Kuf Kuf Hey. Paragraph Yitin Adam Levo. Talking about the bracha of Reina Vanyenu Geula. So Yitin Adam Levo, I think that's what we're up to. Person should take to heart. Ki b'chol yom na'esa geula. Every day a geula happens. We're not talking about ultimate messianic hopes.
Personal salvation.
Yeah, he doesn't go with the personal, although that's true also. But Kadosh Baruch Hu should mea tefilas Yisrael. He hears our tefilas, means he listens to them. Ubefrat tefilas rabim deinin emeses, particularly the tefilah of a tzibur, which he's paraphrasing a Gemara. With the Gemara in Baruch Hu says the tefilah of the tzibur is never rejected. An individual's tefilah, heartfelt as it may be, requires a lot more schus to be effective. That's part of the reason for the chiyuv of tefilah of tzibur. Rak b'chol yom omdim aleinu v'chal oseinu. Rather, every day they stand upon us to wipe us out. V'akadosh Baruch Hu matzilenu miyado. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves us from their hand. V'hi ha-ge'ula nasa b'chol yom. That's the ge'ula said every day. Every time you read of a foiled, God forbid, terrorist attack, or it's amazing, considering the forces that are vehemently, rabidly hateful toward Am Yisrael and toward civilization, really, it's the fact that there aren't worse reports is remarkable. That's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu's geulas. L'kach kavu matbeya goel Yisrael, Lashon Hova. That's why they established the wording of the bracha goel Yisrael, not goel Yisrael. Shebachol yom goel upodo matzel. Every day he redeems, saves. The imkain yesh adam lasim alev ba'amdo l'tfila ki hi eis tzar l'yakov. So when a person, now that we've established that we're not talking about just davening for Mashiach or worthy as that is, but we're talking about redemptions that happen every day. So when he stands up to daven, he should take to heart that it's an eis tzara. There's hardship, there's threat. Rabim lochamim aleinu l'chalos la'abed she'eris Yaakov chas v'shalom. There are many fighting, I would add scheming, to wipe out and destroy the remnant of Klal Yisrael, God forbid. Ki alo kepesa b'ni l'bein ha'mavas. Most of his language is phrases from Tanakh. That means there's a... It's like it's like a hair's breadth between us and death. We're always vulnerable to the degree that it doesn't take much. The threats to the world today, also with cyber threats and so on, what it could take to cause tremendous harm. When he sees that the day has passed and the planned schemes of the enemies of Klal Yisrael have not been carried out, Yismach Yisrael ba'osef kishoma Hashem tefilaseinu. The Jewish people should rejoice in Hashem that he heard and he listened to our tefilas. Tremendous hakaras hatov and that bracha every tefillah we come to. It's an amazing kavan, an important kavan.
Still interesting that both this one and the previous one were.
And he goes with Klal. You
know, with Klal,
yeah. Like it's not like a lot of Rishonim. Yeah. You could apply the same concept, individual well-being, but yeah. There seems to be a shita there.
Excuse me, one other thing. He's phrasing these as shevach, as opposed to like a bakasha. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's also interesting. I mean, you'll see, some he is asking, like the next one, he does talk about the request. I think what he's doing is he's trying to make us take what tefillah is and thereby reflect. He started to be Hashem Svasa Tiftach. Well, if I have to ask Hashem to open our mouth, how could I be using my mouth in the wrong way? I think he's taking it a step beyond the meaning of the tefillah. Yeah, we're asking for salvation, but think about what that means. It means every day.
So he's like painting the kavana of the
right.
of the tefillah that then we could apply.
Right, which really is, as far as I say, the point of tefillah. What's the point of me telling an omniscient God what I need? Right, the whole exercise seems superfluous. So as far as I say, when I cry out Hashem, I need health, I need parnasa, it makes me realize that he's the bestower of those things. I think he's like pulling a step away from he's not going word by word. He ultimately means what comes from it. Let's see. Bebrikas Rifa'enu Yispal Ba'ad Kolachol Hashem B'tocha Yir. He should have it for all the sick people in the city. Like in a smaller circle, V'yichlo Kol Chol Yisrael. Should include all the ill of Kol Yisrael. V'yishtata Mima B'tzarem. He should share in their pain. Ki Alo HaKol Nefesh Achas V'guf Echad. It's all one soul. It's all one body. It probably means spiritually, of course, we're all one, and physically also, we need each other. And if somebody from Klal Yisrael is sick, that's like a part, a limb of the larger body is sick. He shouldn't say, "What does it matter to me? It's not my relative." Okay, using the term from Miguel's was Karavagoel, means not somebody closely related to me. Rak Roilus Paul Batum Leva Vad Kolcho. Rather, he should daven, let's say, a purity of heart for all those who are ill.
So you have Kavana for the whole Kolcho.
Yeah, which we always say, B'soch Sharachol Yisrael. Some will think of that as a technicality. You're not supposed to daven for just one person. Hashem wants to hear you davening for that person within the larger whole, but he's saying you should feel the larger whole. Ki'ilu chas v'shanav banav v'echa v'cholam. He should die as if his own children or his brothers were sick. Yarbel espalav lishbok sichol v'nei Hashem. He would certainly daven a lot and pour out his heart before Hashem. V'chein ro'im odle espalav kol ish Yisrael. And similarly, it's very appropriate to daven for every member of Klal Yisrael. He's saying in general why you should daven for every member of Klal Yisrael. First of all, because everyone has a hand in mitzvos. That person is carrying out some mission, some mitzvah that I need. I can't do everything. And there are other people carrying out. If we have a rebus and we're collectively responsible for the whole mission of Am Yisrael, so I think about the countless things that I can't carry out but someone else is doing, so I ought to be davening for him. He certainly needs tefillah for different reasons. He should do tshuva for his spiritual health, and he shouldn't die guilty.
Even a person like that's doing some mitzvah.
Yeah. Also true. He said that's what he really says. The next thing, Ula Kasher Yoshev Lebriusa Yisakin Hashashichais. Maybe when he gets better, he's spiritually better, he'll fix what he's corrupted. Vim Yomus Blitikachas Hashem Ariyechzer Eiver Echem Miguf Godol Shukol Yisrael. And if he dies guilty, he'll be missing a limb from the larger body of Kol Yisrael. Hashem's presence doesn't rest on a maimed body. Another reason to daven for Rosh Hashanah, when a Kodesh Baruch Hu has to mete out judgment against Klal Yisrael, even against the Rishayim, is divine wrath. At a time of wrath, even those who are kosher, it can, those golems kind of revolve upon them. Din. Nezamo kiyamo lakach yish lisbal amayid risko. Because of his, he's taking a lashon pasuk again, but because of his anger.
He said he gave the mind in Rafaenu.
Well, he's segueing.
Which segues to the other. Like,
I think so.
The other.
He may mean it because we daven for refuas and nefesh, and refuas and nefesh includes this. Or he may be once we're talking about why you should daven for every chola, explaining why in general daven for every person, but he probably does mean because we're talking about refuas and nefesh. But you could apply this to Hashivainu also, you could apply it to other things. The main thing is for the ill, the Knesset Yisrael Begolus. So he's kind of answering your question here. The ill of Klal Yisrael means Klal Yisrael and Golus. The Cholus Avel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's lovesick for Hashem. So the Refu Azuz is Oz, Tzorach is Oris Rav Tshuva Gedola. And for this Refua, we need a lot of arousal and a big Tshuva. Tshuva of Klal Yisrael and Golus. Gam Yesh Lispal Tamid HaChachom Shetosh Kolchem HaYidei Torah. He tells down to Tamid HaChachom that their strength is weakened from Torah. V'chova Lin L'spalo Tavosim B'shlomam V'amitz Kochem. They're generally weaker from the way they're Masa Nefesh for Torah. At Ryan Cutler's Levaya, the recording of it, Irving Bunim said, I forget exactly his wording, but how much did this Kranker Yid, like Ryan was always a very sick person, but he was a tremendous force. They're the bearers of the Masorah, the ones who hold the Torah. We're connected to them. We'd have no life. We should daven a lot for them. That's the Yisod we see. We daven for Chachmei Yisrael. We say Yirotzon after Kriyas Torah. It's a shkafa that people have to have. That without Gedolei Yisrael, we're in big trouble. I think greater people from the historically understood that more than the Hamon Am.
Many of them are very elderly. Real.
That's right.
They need it.
That's also a couple of months before.
How much one answer?
Huh?
We'll go for it.